I've been reading a book called My Grandfather's Blessings by Rachel Naomi Riemann. She came from a Jewish family, and her parents were both doctors, but they weren't religious at all. Her grandfather, however, was an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, and he would come to their house every Friday evening to begin the Sabbath day, and they would have the meal, and then afterwards, he would take the little girl, beginning when she was like 4 years old, and she would stand in front of him, and he would lay his hands on her, and he would pray for her. He would pray for the things that happened during her week, and give thanks for the good things, and ask God for help for the challenges. And then, at the end of his prayer, he would give her a blessing. She said that her grandfather died when she was 7 years old, but she never forgot that blessing that he would give her, and it stayed with her all her life. And she grew up to become a doctor herself. Her specialty was helping people through cancer treatments. And what she found was that over the years, she realized that it was not just the medicine and the medical treatments that cured people, but there had to be some soul work involved too. And she found that in order to find healing, people really need to feel that they have a blessing, to be blessed. And she found that the best way she could do that was just to bring a compassionate presence to them. And in that way, they would feel that blessing that they needed. In the gospel today, Jesus brings a blessing to the people. He says the Beatitudes, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will be comforted, and you will laugh. Blessed are you who are excluded and reviled and defamed on account of my name, because your reward in the kingdom of heaven is great." You know, what do people really need? People need, you know, food and shelter and clothing and safety. But more than that, they need a blessing. And that's what Jesus was bringing them. He knew that they were poor and hungry and reviled and they were oppressed. But what they really needed to know was that they were children of God, that they were valued in God's eyes. That will keep you going. So Jesus came to bring them this blessing. In the story, Jesus comes to a level place, and a great crowd of his disciples were there, it says, and a whole multitude of people from the area around came because they wanted to be healed by him. And they all reached out to touch him because there was a power coming out from his presence, a power to heal, and they could see that. So it was not just his words that gave the blessing, but it was his presence, his compassionate presence, that brought this blessing to the people. He acted out, he lived out what he said in his words. The people who came to him had hard lives. They were poor peasants. They had to scratch a living out of the soil, and they had to pay a lot of what they made in taxes, and they were oppressed by the Romans. But he was telling them that their lives were important, that their lives had meaning and value to God, that they were children of God. Blessed are you poor. Blessed are you who are weeping. Blessed are you who are hungry. God loves you. You know, if we've been blessed, then we're likely to give a blessing. If we feel that we're cursed, we're likely to give a curse. So Jesus gives the people his blessing on the plain here. Sometimes between services, when I see the people from New Fellowship out in the narthex, and I greet them, I say, "Hi, how are you doing?" And sometimes they'll say to me, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I know they feel that blessing. We remember how in Genesis, God made a covenant with Abraham. And he said, I will bless you, and all the families in the earth will be blessed by you. So we are blessed so that we can be a blessing to others. Rachel Naomi Remen in her book says that every person has an inner wholeness. And when we bless someone, what we do is we acknowledge their inner wholeness so that they can recognize it in themselves. She says that we bless people in many different ways. We bless people in our friendships, in our families, in our workplaces, at the checkout counter. We bless people by our compassion, by our generosity, by our patience with them. We bless people by our example and by our encouragement and by being people of faith. Jesus, blessed with words in the Beatitudes and also with his presence, just imagine what it was like to be there and receive that blessing and to know that you're a child of God and to receive Jesus' blessing there. No wonder so many people found healing and wholeness when Jesus came. We all need to be blessed, and we all need to be a blessing to others as well. When I was 20 years old, my dad died suddenly, and our whole family was in shock and really sort of disbelief for a long time afterwards. But I remember about 3 weeks afterward, I had a dream, and my dad came to me in my dream, and he put his hand on my shoulder and squeezed my shoulder, which is the sort of thing my dad would do. And I felt like it was his way of giving me a blessing and saying, it's going to be okay. And that has stayed with me all my life and still does. You know, at the end of the Eucharist, the priest always gives the blessing. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you now and remain with you always. That's a reminder to us that we're blessed. We've been blessed in the Eucharist. We've received the body and blood of Christ. We're blessed. And now we're going out to bless others in the world. Amen.